There are cities you visit, and then there are cities that get under your skin. And then there's Madrid in 2017, which apparently got under the skin of 3.5 million people simultaneously.
Brett Hayhoe's latest for Ask Brett takes us to World Pride Madrid, and this one sits right at the intersection of travel writing, civic identity, and one genuinely unplanned moment at a formal conference. Let's start with Madrid.
The setup here is striking. This is a travel entry that's also quietly an argument about what cities are for, and what it means when a place decides joy is the organizing principle for an entire week.
The Post opens the third entry in the World Traveler series, and the scale is established immediately. World Pride 2017 drew an extraordinary 3.5 million people to a city whose population sits around 3.2 million. Read that again. More people arrive to celebrate than actually live there.
More visitors than residents. That's not a festival. That's a temporary annexation by goodwill.
And the piece argues that Madrid was genuinely ready for it. The mornings before the crowds filled the plazas, there's this portrait of the city's older bones. The Paseo del Prado, the Reina Sofia, the Plaza Mayor, which was 400 years old that very year, hung with rainbow banners and a bilingual message. Whoever you love, Madrid loves you.
That line does real work in the piece. It's not just a slogan. It becomes the emotional center of the whole entry.
The Chueca section adds the historical layer. The neighborhood that's now the beating heart of Madrid's LGBTQ+ identity was, in the late 1970s, avoided by most residents. Cheap real estate, a reputation for drug trade. Gay entrepreneurs transformed it, bar by bar, cafe by cafe, over two decades, into one of the most celebrated urban neighborhoods in Europe.
Which makes the World Pride moment feel earned rather than imposed. The city wasn't performing welcome. It had been building toward it for 40 years.
And then the piece pivots to the conference scene, which is where the entry really lands. Brett is at a formal media event. The president of the Community of Madrid in the room, dignitaries, cameras, surrounded by travel companions who speak fluent Spanish, while he, by his own account, was making the internationally recognized face of someone who is following along when they are absolutely not following along.
Relatable diplomatic strategy.
He finishes his prepared remarks in English, then unplanned closes with Viva España, Viva Madrid, Viva la Vida. The room erupts. The president applauds. His companions near the back apparently exchange the look of people witnessing something unexpected.
The piece earns that ending because it spent the whole entry building a case that Madrid does something to your inhibitions. The spontaneous closing line isn't a punchline, it's the thesis.
The final section pulls back to the larger argument that a city choosing to say, whoever you love, Madrid loves you, is making a philosophical statement about what public life can be. Not frivolous, not an afterthought.
Joy as civic infrastructure. That's the idea Madrid keeps insisting on.
And it's a strong frame for a travel series that's clearly interested in more than itineraries. Worth watching where the World Traveler series goes next.